Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. First up, a look at high school football. The Bishop Broncos will make a 7-hour trip around the Bakersfield Horn to take on the Yosemite Badgers tonight. The Broncos won last week at Fernley when junior safety Nello Dondero returned a fumble for a touchdown. That was all the Broncos would need en route to a 7-0 victory. The Broncos suffered a big blow on the first play of the game, however, as they lost key lineman Owen Arndahl to a season-ending right knee injury. Head coach Arnie Palu spoke on it this morning, expressing his disappointment regarding Arndahl's situation.
Just the heartbreaks for the kid because he was injured most of the year last year with a shoulder injury, missed some time his freshman year with a foot injury, and now he's going to miss his entire junior season because of the knee injury. But the guys are rallied around him to pick up the slack. Chacho Suarez will step in and get the start at left tackle, and Trey Gardner is going to play a lot more at tackle as well.
Tonight, Bishop will battle a Badgers team that beat Mariposa County by a score of 32-0 last week. As I mentioned before, the trip to Yosemite High is a long one. The Broncos pulled out of Bishop a little after 6 a.m. for the night game. The Broncos are no strangers to long travel, however. Coach Palu later spoke about the experience of travel and the importance thereof.
We need to know the route over here really well in case we have to come over here for playoffs. We need to know the right way to travel, the right way to do it, where we're making sure we're staying loose and we're ready to play football. So we're looking forward to a great effort tonight against Yosemite. Had a good week of practice, so should be a great game.
Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. In Mammoth, the Huskies will host Hesperia Christian tonight. This will be the first game on the schedule for HC. Mammoth will look to right the ship after losing 34-6 to Fresno's Emmanuel Christian last week. The Huskies will be without a couple of stars, however, as speedster Matt Petroni will sit with an ankle injury and stud lineman Bryce Baldwin will also miss tonight's game with a knee injury, the severity of which has not been confirmed just yet, but it is a multiple game injury at the very least. Head coach Jesse Warden, speaking on behalf of the team, expects a better performance this week against Hesperia and is excited at the prospect of a home game. Here are his thoughts on upgrading from last week.
To correct some of our mistakes, dominate a little bit more on the line of scrimmage, offense and defense, hopefully create more turnovers and just score more. We only scored one touchdown last week in Fresno, and so hopefully this week with our home crowd and all the excitement and all the hype, we can put on a show for our home fans and our town, and we're super excited for this week.
And I look forward to attending my first Mammoth game this evening. Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. Lone Pine will battle Tonopah tonight. The game will mark the start of the season for both teams. Golden Eagles versus Muckers will kick off at 7 p.m. Let's take a quick look at high school volleyball. In Bishop, the Lady Broncos will host Fresno's Emmanuel Christian this afternoon. The Broncos, coming off a second-place finish at last week's Fernley tournament, look to even out their record at 4-4. This will be the first match of the year for an Emmanuel Christian team that was 15-8 last year. First serve is this afternoon at Gus Klikas Gym at 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers won both games of a doubleheader yesterday in Cleveland. Ryan Pepiot got the win for the Dodgers in the early game. He went four innings of middle relief, giving up one run and striking out six Guardians. Mookie Betts was 2-for-3, Freddie Freeman was 2-for-4, and Michael Bush and Kiki Hernandez both homered in the 9-3 Dodgers victory. In the night game, Mookie Betts was 5-for-5, and six Dodger relievers combined to finish what Clayton Kershaw started midweek. Kershaw went two innings on Wednesday before the game was suspended until last night, when the Dodger bullpen took over and went 7 shutout as the Dodgers take 2 out of 3 from the Guardians, winning last night by a score of 6-1. The Dodgers are running away with the West. They now have a 12-game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll start a 3-game weekend series with the Boston Red Sox tonight at Fenway Park. It'll be Lance Lynn versus Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox at 4:10 this afternoon. And that's a look at sports. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. I'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.